Here's a pre-recorded best clips from the Potluck Podcast.
All right, well, let's do something else here. Here we go.
True or false?
All right, folks, we're going to do some true or false. You're going to love this because you only have to give us the answer of true or false. Miss Dixie, welcome to the show. Yes, here we go. Yeah, true or false, here we go. All you have to do is let me know. Here it is. I'm not going to go into it. It's just a statement. Here we go. We're going. True or false? Bulls are attracted to the color red. Bulls are attracted to the color red. True or false, folks? You let me know. Now is the time to let me know. Are bulls attracted to the color red? Everyone's saying false so far.
False.
Everyone's saying false? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, all right. If everyone's saying false, let's just do it. Drum roll, please. Boom. You guys are all correct. That is a false statement. So then why do they have the red cape and they do the... Is it just for show? All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Here we go. True or false? The record for most children born to one woman is 69.
Nice.
The record for most children born to one woman is 69. Yes, you can call in. Call in.
69?
Yeah, call in.
Wait a minute.
Actually, Mama Bear and Miss Dixie should call in because a woman having 69 kids.
No.
You don't think so?
No, because you think, okay, it's like puberty's like what, 13-ish?
Okay.
Right? Let's say 13. And then menopause is 50-ish.
Okay.
Right? So that gives you about 40-some...
I don't know.
40 years.
We have Mama
Bear 69 in 40 years.
We have Mama Bear and Miss Dixie on the line here, and we can get their perspective. All right, this is true or false, folks. The record for most children born to a woman is 69.
No.
Bob's saying no.
I'm saying it's mathematically impossible.
Oh well.
Not if they have multiple births.
There you go. Multiple,
you
multiple
mean like
births.
Octomom.
Like Octomom. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Is my mic working?
Oh, there it is. Yes, you're working. Yes. I hear you.
That's just what do you guy that's horny that wants to come up with that 69 number.
Nice.
Right. I know
69,
I'm
dude.
On one tonight. A whole lot of babies, and I don't really know the number.
Yeah, that's.
Way more than Octomom, but. Octomom, 69.
No. You're saying no.
False. I don't believe it.
Okay. Who's saying true?
Nobody.
Me?
Oh, yep, Miss Dixie says true. Everyone else is saying false. Eric is even saying false. Wow.
I just
I know of a story of a lady who died shortly after giving birth to her 14th child, and this was like 50 or 60 years ago.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do that drum roll then. We're going to do that drum roll. True or false, the record for most children born to one woman is 69. Miss Dixie, you got it.
I knew damn well it was going to be true.
Oh, wow. It's true.
I saw this.
True.
I had to do some research on this. I actually did. Now, true or false, I normally don't do any research on these, but 69 kids is just insane. And the most fertile woman had 69 kids, and her name was Valentina Vasileva. This is her incredible story. Oh, she was a Russian woman known for giving, known as being the woman who has given birth to the most children in one lifetime. Now, we often see stories about families that have gotten anywhere between 15 and 30 children, but nobody comes close to Vasilieva. And she was born in Russia in the 18th century and is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as having given birth to the most children ever. And her husband, Fyodor Vasilyev, allegedly parented 69 kids, in which Valentina gave birth to every single one, and she gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets, which means she effectively gave birth 27 times.
Wow. And how old was she when she first gave birth to her first child?
I'm looking here. She was born in 1707. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have TV back then.
Yeah. She was about 250 kilometers from Moscow. And she was a peasant. And the births happened between 1725 and 1765.
And the woman likely had. How many of those children grew up into adulthood versus how many children died during childhood?
Okay, well, there is documentation as of February of 1782, where the Nicolaevsky Monastery actually sent a list to Moscow stating that Fyodor, Valentina's first husband, she was married twice, her first husband had 82 living children at that time coming from 2 marriages. Wow. He had another wife that he was dogging. But there is a picture in the worldwide records of Fyodor, and it is a group shot of various children, and I'm looking at it right now. This is insane. But yes, and then there's a picture of Valentina as well, and she looks like a lizard. She looks like a lizard. She's got lizard eyes, like the slit, you know, straight up and down. Uh-huh. It's weird. And she's got no teeth, none, zero. So, but she has a bonnet and, but yes, amazing. So that is true. Miss Dixie, you got that one. Wow. Wow. That's the things you learn on this show. Wow. That is just amazing. All right, here we go. Keeping things going. Yeah. True or false? Toads can give you warts. Toads can give you warts.
Yeah, because they pee on you.
How do you know? Did you have one pee on you?
That's what my mom told me when I picked it up. It's like, it'll pee on you and give you warts.
That's false.
Oh, everyone's saying
your mother just didn't want you to pick up that friggin' toad.
You calling my mom a liar?
I opened up a mailbox one time, and there was a frog inside, and it jumped on my arm, and it looked at me, and I looked at it, and it scared. You could see the scare look on its face, and it peed all over my arm.
Yeah.
I never got warts. I scared the pee out of it. I scared it literally. I did. But but here we go. Drum roll. Everyone's saying, who's Bob? You said false?
True.
You said true.
Yeah.
Everyone else is saying false. All right. Eric said true.
Even if it is false, I'm going to still believe it.
Well, it's half and half here, folks. Can toads give you warts? The answer is false. If you said true, that is not right, because they are saying it is false. There you go.
I'm sorry about that. Your mother lied to you.
Wow. Wow. She said she's sorry that your mom lied to you. That is just wrong. That is wrong. That is so wrong.
Hey, we all lie to our kids. Come on now.
Well, to be fair, I was told that growing up as well.
So was I. But I didn't. I didn't hear about the peeing thing. Well, I just. I was told that if you pick it up.
Oh, I've been peed on by a frog many times.
I don't think I've ever seen a frog pee or toad.
That's your thing. I
ain't gonna stop. It's pretty gross.
All my mom said is don't pick it up.
I quit catching them because I didn't want to be peed on.
Oh. I'm gonna have to look this up and see if a toad pee.
Yeah. Wow. Oh boy, this is fun. You guys are making me laugh. Thank you for being here. Amazing. I'm just all big smiles here. Oh yes. All right, last one, folks. Here you go. Now, Mama Bear, you can't answer this right away. Okay. Just hold on. True or false? Canada means big village. True or false? Canada means big village. All right, type your answers in. Eric, Miss Dixie, Bob,
nope.
George.
Can you repeat it?
Canada means big village.
No. It means
Eric says
America's hat.
America's hat. What? Eric says true. Miss Dixie says true. Bob says no. Mama Bear, give him the answer. I'll do the drum roll. Here we go. Mama Bear, does Canada mean big village? I think we lost her. Doing a drum roll. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you said true, then you are correct. Yes. Really? Yes, Canada means big village, not America's hats, Bob.
Awesome.
Big village idiot.
Is it true?
Oh, yes. And that's fun stuff because that, my friends, is not this or that. What the heck? Wrong one. Here we go.
True or false?
That was true or false. There you go. Looks like we lost Mama Bear. She came back, though. Here she is again. There you go.
You've just listened to a best clips from the Potluck Podcast. Make sure to listen to them each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you like these shows, make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been an MCG production.